KZN's number one for local news. This is East Coast Radio News Watch.
Deputy President Paul Mashatile has vowed that government will stand firm on policies aimed at addressing historical injustices. Speaking at a Human Rights Day commemoration event in the Eastern Cape yesterday, he said land reform is key to healing the wounds of the past.
The Native Lands Act of 1913, a cornerstone of colonialism and apartheid, restricted land ownership and occupation by black South Africans, leading to forced removals and the creations of native reserves.
President Cyril Ramaphosa signed the expropriation bill into law in January, a move that has led to tensions with the U.S. Mashatile says the act acknowledges land dispossession as one of the most lasting and challenging legacies of the apartheid era.
We would like to reiterate that South Africa, as a sovereign state, would not disregard its policies and activities aimed at rectifying historical injustices due to external pressures. We are confident that we have chosen the correct path.
He also said U.S. President Donald Trump's freeze on aid to foreign countries shows the urgent need for South Africa to build a resilient, self-reliant healthcare system. Back home, a security officer has been killed in an apparent drive-by shooting in Umkhumas on the south coast. IPSS medical rescue paramedics were called to the area last night. They say they found the official inside his vehicle with multiple gunshot wounds. He was declared dead at the scene. And in the UK, some flights have resumed at Heathrow Airport after a major fire forced it to shut for most of the day yesterday. The blaze at a nearby substation, which sparked a power outage, led to more than 1,000 flight cancellations. Restrictions on overnight flights are being lifted to ease congestion. Airport boss Thomas Whidbey's apologised for the disruption, but says they can't guard against every problem.
I mean, short of anybody getting hurt, this is as big as it gets for our airport. And we are actually coming back quite fast, I would say, when you consider the amount of systems that we have to shut down, then bring back up and make sure that they're safe.
That clip courtesy of Sky News. And finally, two-time world heavyweight boxer George Foreman has died at the age of 76. The American famously lost to Muhammad Ali in a world title fight in the DRC in 1974. Foreman later became known to millions of people around the world for his popular range of electric grills. Durban, a high of 28 today. Pietermaritzburg and Newcastle, 30. Richards Bay and Ladysmith, 31. Moy River 29, Cokstad 27, Margate 28, Ulundi 32 and 25 for the Berg. We've got 2 meter high sea swells at the Durban beach this morning with sunset at 4 minutes past 6. Cape Town 22, Johannesburg 26. For the Newswatch team, I'm Nushera Sudial.